Hello, good afternoon. This is Maria Vasquez. Boy, that went on a little bit longer than you thought, right? But it's okay because we're right in the middle of our 2018 Spring Pledge Drive. So thank you so much for joining us today on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, every Wednesday here at the station with HeartSpeak Radio. And as I mentioned, we are doing the 2018 Spring Pledge Drive. And, you know, right off the bat, I want to tell you, I've got a couple of people to thank for their pledge to this station, to this little old radio program. Joelle St. Pierre, thank you. Thank you so very much for your generosity. And she's one heck of a volunteer here, too. She does so much for the station, and we're very happy for that. Also, my good friend, John Todd, the radio god, who stops in every Wednesday on his routes. And you can hear him on Sunday nights under the radar from 8 to 10. He pledged his donation, his support for the station. So we love having that. And, I can tell you that if you would like to pledge, either online or call us at 888-931-0901, we would love to hear from you. Or you can donate a pledge online at kkfi.org. Maria's a little out of breath because, you know, I'm Maria. I want to tell you that I have a couple of guests here today, Rick Brock and Jerry Rapp. They're here with Cinema KC. Also on tap today, I have, I have Barbara Peterson, Krishan McKinney, and Sarah Hyde-Schmiedler from the Nelson Atkins Museum. They're going to talk about Juneteenth celebration at the Nelson. And I was hoping to have Enrique Chi on the phone, but I don't know, maybe he's just ended the concert a little too late last night. But at any rate, we're going to get started with my first guests, Rick Brock and Jerry Rapp, with Cinema KC. And they're going to talk about some wonderful a screening of Kansas City that's coming up June 10th. And also, if you call 888-931-0901 with your generous pledge, you can receive two event passes for the screening of Kansas City June 10th. So please keep that in mind. And I want to say welcome, Jerry Rapp.
Thank you, Maria. It's great to see you, as always.
Oh, very good to see you. And Rick, hello.
It's great to be here.
I've got you on the wrong mic. There you are. Okay, there you are.
All right, now am I on?
You are on, mister.
All right.
Yeah, and so Rick is the president of the board for Cinema KC, right?
I am, and Jerry is the co-chairman and co-founder of the organization.
And we love Cinema KC because you bring such really good entertainment and creativity to Kansas City. Let's talk about what's happening Sunday, June 10th.
We're starting the first of our legacy series. We're going to celebrate films that have been shot in Kansas City, especially in the heyday of production here when tax incentives were very robust.
Yeah.
And people were employed, and there were tons of people working on these films. So we're showing this as a starter, kind of the seminal film from the godfather of film, Robert Altman, who was born here, of course, and has become one of the most celebrated directors in history.
Yeah.
And it's really a great chance to show what Kansas City could look like in film and what it could be again. And as you know, there's a lot of effort to return the production here and get incentives going again.
Because it was great in the heyday, like you said. You know,
right.
There were so many film crews here in Kansas City. So this is the first in a series, you say?
This is the first in the series. Right. And the thing that makes that interesting in saying that is that Altman was essentially the first person who employed a great number of people on a feature film.
Mm-hmm.
It was a budget of $60,000. It was called The Delinquents.
Wow. Uh-huh.
But he did sort of set an example. And, you know, Kansas City effectively is the film that he returned to shoot
mm-hmm.
here, and
mm-hmm.
There's some irony here because he didn't actually shoot all the film in Kansas City. I think he shot some in Chicago as well, but it's a beautiful film, and it's a really underrated piece that hasn't been seen by a lot of people, especially on the big screen.
And it's really exciting because it's going to be premiere, I should say, at the Screenland Medallion Theater, and that is in the Plex Pod at 300 East 39th Street, which is right across the street from our station. People may have known it as Westport High.
Mm-hmm. The Westport Middle School.
Middle school, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. Butch Rigby has restored it. Butch Rigby of Screenland Theaters has restored it to its former glory, and it's just a beautiful space. Plenty of beautiful architectural detail, and it's a great spot to screen this film because it's got that sense of history and weight of history with it. And we should mention that there will be a jazz concert at the Sundry, which is just 75 feet up the hill, the Sundry restaurant. And that'll be at 2 o'clock, 2:15 on Sunday before the show. And Green Lady Radio is helping us with that, and Green Lady Lounge.
Very cool.
We're bringing in a jazz quartet to play for our VIP audience prior to the screening.
Well, and I understand that with that Plex Pod in Westport, the Screenland Medallion Theater, in the restoration, they were able to retain some of the murals, some of the original, I guess, furnishings or architecture within the school. Now, this pass that our listeners can call in and pledge $25 for two event passes, it includes the jazz reception at 2 to 3:15 p.m. at the Sundry here at the Plex Pod. And, again, the live jazz music. So, yeah, that's
it's
great.
It's going to be quite an event. Actually, Tyrone Clark Quartet is the featured musician. And Tyrone was a member of the band in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of that extended jam session that I think went about 4 days, if I remember right.
Yeah. And, you know, as part of this movie series, the screening of Kansas City, I know that Kevin Mahogany was included in the soundtrack, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah.
The soundtrack is a whole other aspect of this movie. It literally the time between the beginning and end of a jam session is the time frame of this movie, but it's done in, of course, Robert Altman's real-time style and interweaving characters, and it's a very interesting film, I think.
And Robert Altman Jr. will be in attendance?
That's right. He's coming in. Bobby Altman, he was a cameraman on the film, and he is really going to be a wealth of information. It's also going to be something of a cast and crew reunion.
There's
going to be a lot of people who haven't seen each other in a while, and we'll have an opportunity to share stories that night, and we're going to give out a couple of awards, and I think it'll just be a really great event, a very rare kind of event.
Yeah. Well, and is there any sort of a question and answer feedback after the screening?
Yeah, we're going to have the awards process, and we'll talk a little bit to local filmmakers before the show, and then after the show with Bobby Altman and also with Dana Altman, his nephew, we'll have a Q&A with the audience, and anyone who wants to tell their story can.
You know, what an opportunity, you know. Yeah. I mean, this is huge. So,
An old-fashioned film in an elegant theater is another great reason to do this. It's a chance to see this film kind of maybe experience it like it was. You would see a 1930s film.
Yeah. Well, I put you on the spot if I ask you what upcoming films you're going to view.
There's things we've entertained, and we're looking at...
In other words, forget it, Maria. I'm not telling you.
we have on the docket, we have Ride with the Devil down the line, and we have Truman that we want to celebrate because it was a big film in Independence, as you know, and Mr. and Mrs. Bridge is one that's come up, and Article 99, of course, a great film that was shot at the Liberty Memorial.
Now, for more information about any upcoming events, because I know you all do a lot here in the city, Cinema KC, would you like to share the website with our listeners so they can find out more information maybe online?
CinemaKC.com.
Yeah. Just that easy.
Yeah. And you really work closely with our local filmmakers, too. Support and promoting their work, right?
Yeah, this organization was formed to give filmmakers a lot of collaboration spaces, a lot of places where their films could screen and they could converge in the lobbies and basically talk about new things they wanted to make. That was the intent of this organization. It's since sort of shifted to be more of a community outreach and audience building organization because we found great value in presenting opportunities for people where they could be informed by film in some way. And that's gone a long way. You had a poster of Uncommon Allies out on your bulletin board.
Right.
That was a screening we also held at the Medallion and brought a lot of the community together to have really impactful conversations. And this hopefully will be a night of impactful conversation about this and the future of our film here. And that's the reason we exist, I think, really to bring people together in a collaborative way.
And there's so many talented filmmakers here in town.
So many.
You know, actually, and I'm working with Michaela Shapiro right now because we're doing a little clip for our 30th anniversary here at KKFI.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're going to shoot at the tower tomorrow.
You're in good hands.
Morning. I know. She's really good. So if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Rick Brock and Jerry Rapp of KC Cinema. We're talking about the screening of Kansas City June 10th. And that's at the Screenland Medallion Theater at Plexpod Westport Commons, 300 East 39th Street. And that's just a beautiful venue to view this movie. And if our listeners want to pledge at the $25 level, you'll receive two event passes. All you have to do is call 888-931-0901. And, let us know that you want those. You've got jazz, and that makes sense to connect jazz with the movie because it's, Kansas City is jazz town, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. And that gives you an opportunity to really ask questions and meet Robert Altman Jr.
Right. And KC Jazz Alive is also partnering with us on this, and they, of course, are a big supporter of jazz and the legacy of jazz.
Wow, we love that. And also that there's a jazz reception at the Sundry at the Plex Pod. And then the cast and crew will have an open forum screening of Kansas City, the question and answer afterwards. So
and very good. I would also, Maria, if I may, Visit KC and KC Film Office have been so helpful with us and have been great partners and, of course, are doing amazing things for this community and really trying hard to get things to come in here and rebuild our incentives program. We couldn't be happier to have them as partners in this. This is a direct way they can show what can happen and what we can do here and what we're capable of.
And Kansas City is still affordable to bring those film crews and
so
production, right? Yeah, we're very happy to have them in town whenever. And it was really pretty strong in the early mid-90s or so.
Yeah. It was called kind of the decade under the influence in a way because it was under the influence of incentives. It had robust incentives, reasons to come here and shoot things. We still have many, many reasons to come here and shoot things, mainly that we'll roll out the red carpet for you if you come and shoot here. And there's so much hospitality. Every single crew that has come and shot here said, I had no idea of what you had, what we were capable of. Mm-hmm. And it's just a city that really does need to re-enter as a location, in a viable way.
Absolutely. We're not just barbecue and jazz.
No, we're not. And if we are, we should be filming it.
You're right.
There you go. There's your idea. Rick, do you have any final words that you want to mention about?
Well, I just want to emphasize how singular an event this is and what a real opportunity this is to kind of immerse ourselves in the best of Kansas City. I mean, if it is barbecue and jazz, we've got at least half of that equation, and we're going to create it. It's a party, and it's a celebration. And we're going to learn a lot about the film and the filmmaking process here in Kansas City. So everyone who's interested should come out.
Yeah, so folks who are interested in maybe the filmmaking process could also tap into your...
It'll be a huge wealth of information for people who want to pick up insight on how a film is made because we'll have two people who were there in the trenches on it telling stories.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
Many people who were there, actually. But in particular, if there's anybody who has insight into a filmmaker, it's Bobby Altman, it's his son. Mm-hmm. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing some of that info.
Beautiful. And one more time, the website for more
information. CinemaKC.com. You can buy tickets there. We also have an Eventbrite link that so you can search it there or find it on our webpage.
Facebook, too?
Facebook,
Terrific. Yeah. And I know you guys got to get out of here because you have a meeting, and I thank you so much for coming in
today.
Thank
you for the opportunity.
Jerry Rapp, do you have any final words?
I just really appreciate also what you're doing, and I really hope we see you there, and thank you for the opportunity to give independent artists a voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rick Brock, Jerry Rapp, and we'll catch up with you in a bit. We're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the Champions Challenge. 888-931-0901 is your way to support KKFI, or you can go online at kkfi.org and get your donation doubled right now. You have 7 minutes for this Champions Challenge. A community champion has thrown down a certain pile of money on the table. Maybe it's $150, maybe it's $100, maybe it's $250. The programmers will tell you all about it and let you know who the champions are, because we definitely want to thank them. 888-931-0901 is your way to support and get your donation doubled. Maybe you've never donated before. This is a perfect time to step up and call 888-931-0901. You put your lot with their lot. Next thing you know, we've made our match and we've picked all that up and we take it to the bank and keep KKFI going for another 30 years. All right, back to the program, and tell them who the champion is.
We have an anonymous champion. Nonetheless, that champion has been generous enough to donate $100 to ArtSpeak Radio. And Maria, we're so happy about that, because this gives an opportunity, as Bill mentioned in the promo, to double the impact. So if you have $25, $50, $75, $100+ that will be doubly impacted if you dial 888-931-0901 or kkfi.org/donate here in this next 6 minutes now remaining.
Wow. You know, and that you get more bang for your buck when you donate that way, because when we match that $100, you know, it makes us happy, and you know, it keeps us going for another 30 years, well, maybe another 6 months. But anyway, but anyway, you know, we really appreciate it, and you know, need your support. 888-931-0901, because this little radio station, this is how we've been funded throughout all the years.
It is. And we're very, to me, that's, we're very much a part of the community, just like any other like community centers, you know, like local churches, arts organizations, gardens, everything. Yeah. You know, we're very much a part of the community here on 39th and Main. And a personal note, Maria didn't know I was going to say this, but Maria is how I actually came on and start getting on the air at KKFI. I met Maria giving a presentation at a Gilded Arts Forum.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And we talked, and she mentioned that she was on KKFI and does a show there in addition, you know, to the artwork that you do. And I reached out to Maria, and we met for coffee, and she was so generous and just talked to me about my ideas and what I wanted to do and pointed me in the right direction. And now, 2.5+ years later, I'm still volunteering at KKFI.
That's very kind of you.
That's exactly what this is about. And in these next 4 minutes remaining, you have an opportunity to double your money. Our generous anonymous donor has $100 on the table. So if you dial 888-931-0901, again, that number is 888-931-0901, or go to kkfi.org/donate.
And I know, you know, we're all volunteers at the station, and some of us have been here since day one, you know, 30 years plus. And you know, we really value your support and your dedication to tuning in and helping us with public affairs and supporting our music programs and, you know, community outreach and all. So,
absolutely. Because, I mean, Maria, you yourself, since we're speaking of you with your show, but you've done the jazz show, you know, with the next show that comes up, you filled in for that before. You've done Woman Song before, and perhaps others. And so we, you not only do your show, but we cross-pollinate and, you know, and fill in and do other slots as well.
You know, and that's what we do here, and that's what we do for a community. You know, we're not just on-air people that play music. You know, we're really out in the community. For instance, my radio husband, Mark Manning, he works closely with a lot of schools and community gardens. And, you know, there's so many of our folks that are involved in LGBT, you know, issues and concerns and that sort of thing. You know, if you look at our program guide, you'll see that we're all over the place with public affairs programs. We have jazz, we have rockabilly, we have classical, we have everything you want.
We have reggae, we have fusion funk, we have, you, and also just the guests that you bring on, Maria, you know, especially for this these next 2 minutes remaining to double your impact with the Champions match, you've brought in different artists who's told us about things that are going on in the community, events that we can participate in, from, you know, from music to film to dance to galleries to you know, various things that I've actually said, oh that's happening, let me make a note and go to it, all because I literally heard it from your show, and so I was informed and was able to then go and support.
Well, I always think of this radio station as a megaphone for the community. You know, people that have information that want to share and educate our listeners, this is the place to do it. You know, we invite a lot of folks to, you know, share their, you know, openings, their poetry writings, their events, and all that. I mean, this is the place to do it, because we are part of the community. We, you know, that follows our mission statement.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. So please dial 888-931-0901. Help us meet this match and continue supporting community radio. We are your neighbors, sisters, friends, husbands, wives, co-workers. 888-931-0901, or go online at kkfi.org/donate. And we so appreciate your generous support and listenership in donating your money, your time, and your talent. It is much appreciated here.
It's important. It's important that you help us by supporting, you know, this little old radio station. And Ebony, you know, I want to say, as you've come to the station as one of our family members, you've done some terrific work.
Oh, thank you. Not only
with the public affairs programs on Saturdays, Every Woman, and I believe
Urban Connections.
Connections. And you, again, also fill in. You do a lot of recording and editing. So thank you for your for your role here.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. Opportunity to learn. So we invite you to do that too. Come, you know, volunteer for something, for a show. But the number to dial to donate and support again is 888-931-0901. Again, 888-931-0901, or go to kkfi.org/donate.
Because that clock is a ticking, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many more minutes? Seconds,
we have 30 seconds left. So you still have an opportunity to donate. Nudge your coworkers, tell your neighbors.
And you can still, you know, if you call in for the $25, you know, after the pledge is over, you may receive those event tickets for the screening of Kansas City.
Yes. Yeah, so you have more show to go.
Yes, I surely do.
Fun.
Ebony, thank you so much.
Thank you, Maria.
I want to thank all the volunteers that are here to answer the phones and take your money.
Mm-hmm.
We like taking your money.
We're still here.
You know, we never go away. We're 24/7 here at 90.1 FM KKFI. Kansas City Community Radio, is that it? Is that all?
That
are we done?
That is it. Mm. All right.
We should have like a big...
Yeah, buzzer.
Hog horn or something. Okay, we're going to be right back. Thank you so much, Ebony.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after these messages. Yeah, what she said. You know, this is Maria Vasquez-Floyd, ArtSpeak Radio on 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio. You know, during these really hot times and orange alerts and all that, please look after your neighbors, look after your pets, your cats, your dogs. You know, it's kind of brutal out there. I want to bring on my next guest. I've got Barbara Peterson, who is the president. Barbara Peterson, who is the president of the Juneteenth KC Pride Committee, and she's the wife of Horace Peterson III, who's the founder of Black Archives of Mid-America in Kansas City. Also, I have Krishan McKinney, who's the manager, audience engagement at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, and along with her, we have Sarah Hyde-Schmiedler. So welcome, my friends.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Oh, you're not all that shy. Now, come on. So we're going to be talking about the Juneteenth celebration at the Nelson. Let's first talk about what is Juneteenth.
Okay. Thank you very much. And this is a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you.
Juneteenth is a celebration whose roots stem from the a series of events following the ending of chattel slavery in the United States. We had the Emancipation Proclamation, but the and the of course the Civil War, and then there was the surrender at Appomattox, which supposedly ended the Civil War, but it really did not bring a complete end to slavery. There were a series of events that followed that, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the 14th and the 15th Amendment. It took all of that to actually bring equal rights to the formerly enslaved people in this country, as well as others. And so Juneteenth the celebration of Juneteenth started in Texas, which was one of the last bastions of slavery, trying to hold on to slavery in the country. And it took a military occupation of Texas in order to make the citizens in the state comply with the proclamation and with the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. And then there was Reconstruction and efforts by the free people themselves to make the freedom that they had been promised and that had been in those various documents a reality. So Juneteenth, like Memorial Day, like the 4th of July, is really a celebration of, you know, important aspects of our history that brought freedom to all of the people in this country.
And we should honor that and make others aware of the importance of Juneteenth, right?
I believe
Absolutely.
So, yes.
Yeah. So with that, the Nelson Atkins Museum is going to celebrate Juneteenth. And tell us more about the information.
Well, before we get to the celebration of the Nelson, I wanted to indicate that Juneteenth KC, who I'm here to represent, is a nonprofit organization. And Juneteenth KC's, one of its missions is to promote the celebration of Juneteenth and to bring together organizations like the Nelson and organizations and businesses in the community to do various events. Now, we kicked off the Juneteenth celebrations. It's a month-long. There's celebrations, events going on all throughout the month. Juneteenth KC kicked off the celebrations with a parade in the 18th and Vine Historic District, which was a fantastic event. Everybody had a lot of fun, and we even had entries coming in from Omaha and outside the major Kansas City metropolitan area. And we're hopeful that that will be an annual parade to kick off Juneteenth.
Well, that would be lovely, yeah. And if you could share with us, Barbara, the website so our listeners can gain more information, because you know, if there's upcoming events or something that, you know, might be of interest to them, they can take a look at that.
We will do that. The website for Juneteenth KC is www.juneteenth-kc.com.
Terrific, okay? Because that's, you know, so much happening with the parade and all that. And this was the first
No, we did a parade last year.
Okay.
And actually we were revitalizing or bringing back to life the parade. We used to, back in the 1980s, did a parade, annual parade. It was co-sponsored by Black Archives of Mid-America. And for a period of time, you know, there was no parade. But so we're trying to bring that back to life. And I think, you know, I'm very encouraged with the support that
Absolutely.
We have been given. And we also then I don't know what sequence. I don't want to get out of sequence because I know that Nelson has events coming up this Saturday, which we're all looking forward to. But the following Saturday will be the Juneteenth KC Festival. And that also is going to be in the 18th and Vine Historic District. And the festival is going to include a gospel jubilee concert. There's a health fair at the Greg Christ Community Center, which is very important. There's a youth zone, so they're going to be activities for young people. One of the goals that we have is to continue to make this family a friendly event as a nonprofit organization, and it's free and open to the public, and you know.
Wow.
There will be retail vendors and special activities and live performances. Featuring Lee Langston, The Truth Band, Wanda J, Church Boy, Love Maxie, Lavelle, and more. And I'm sure a lot of these are more people out there more familiar with these groups than I ever will be. But I am. But they will also be there. So that's going to be on Saturday, June 16th. Mm-hmm. And the gates open at 12 o'clock.
And again, share with us the website for more information.
For more information, www.juneteenth-kc.com. Be sure to put the dash in there.
And if you missed out when I introduced Barbara, she is the president of the Juneteenth KC Parade Committee and wife of Horace Peterson III, who's also the founder of Black Archives of Mid-America here in Kansas City. So, you know, we're grateful for your presence here and, you know, really stepping up with this Juneteenth celebration. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. Juneteenth KC is actually a brainchild of my daughter, Makita Peterson.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And she is very into continuing the legacy that her father has left. So, and it's just been tremendously important to her. Yes.
Yeah. And I know in conjunction with Juneteenth, the Nelson Atkins has so much on tap. So who wants to begin first?
Well, we are honored to partner with Juneteenth KC and work with Barbara and Makita Peterson, and really thankful for their all their work and continuing the legacy, and we're just proud to become a part of the month-long celebration. So our celebration at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art is coming up this Saturday, June 9th, from 10 to 4, and we will have, the 18th and Vine celebration is an outdoor festival, and our celebration is an indoor festival, and the whole museum will be really filled with activities and live music, dancing, demonstrations, and activities centered around art and education and history about Juneteenth. And we have a featured speaker that we're so proud about this year, who's Ed Dwight, who's going to be coming back to Kansas City to speak about his work and his really, really engaging and inspiring personal story.
And it's quite a story, indeed. I'm following Mrs. Peterson and Sarah, who have just blown our minds basically with what they have shared. Once again, just so thankful for the partnership with Juneteenth KC. It has been instrumental in helping us learn and shape what we wanted to offer our communities and how we could work together. And as Sarah shared, Mr. Ed Dwight is our keynote speaker, and we are extremely humbled and honored to be able to welcome this gentleman to his hometown. He's in Colorado right now, but he is from Kansas City, Kansas, and his personal story is indeed fantastic. He was the first African-American trained in the NASA astronaut program, was singled out by President John F. Kennedy. While he did not get the opportunity to go up into space, he was trained, and at the time when JFK was assassinated, that had quite an impact on Mr. Dwight, as it did with a lot of people. We're talking about the height of the civil rights era and dealing with incredible adversity and racism. He actually channeled that to create work. He was an incredibly brilliant engineer. His dad was like, "You're going to school to study science, math, art. Who heard about that?"
Well, and I understand he's created many public works of art.
Absolutely, over 100.
Yeah, they depict themes of African American history and leadership, including Juneteenth, right?
Yes, in fact, while Mr. Dwight is in his 80s, the piece honoring Juneteenth, the Texas African American History Memorial, was just unveiled in 2016. So his career is incredibly vast and still producing work, relevant work to the history, the civil rights era that continues. So we are just incredibly honored to be able to host him.
Yeah.
He'll be in conversation with our Samuel Soslin, Curator of American Arts, Stephanie Knapp, to just share more about his incredible journey, his incredible story. And we are thrilled to be able to have him be here. There'll be a special opportunity to honor him during our opening program. Involving the U.S. Air Force. So,
terrific.
Yeah, it's going to be just an incredible day.
It's going to be a fun-filled Sunday. You know, we're going to take a real quick break from Art Speak Radio. We're going to play a little bit of music, and then we're going to play some underwriting. So stay tuned. Don't go away. Don't touch that dial. Welcome back. This is Art Speak Radio, and I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd, and we're in the middle of our 2018 Spring Pledge Drive, so do call 888-931-0901 and make a difference. You know, we are community supported, and for 30 years, you have been such an important part of keeping us alive, keeping us going on, because we exist because of you. And I want to mention that for a $25 pledge, you can receive an event pass for the screening of Kansas City Sunday, June 10th. That's only $25. And that also includes... the event pass includes a jazz reception at 2 o'clock at the Sundry at the Plex Pod. That's Canopies, live music, all kinds of really good stuff. For $25, you will receive two event passes. Just call 888-931-0901 and support this little community radio station. So we're back. And we've got Barbara Peterson, president of the Juneteenth Kansas City Parade Committee and wife of Horace Peterson III, who's also the founder of Black Archives of Mid-America in Kansas City. Also, we have the lovely Krishan McKinney, the manager of the audience engagement at the Nelson Atkins Museum, and the beautiful Sarah Hyde Schmiedler here, also with the Nelson Atkins Museum. So we're talking about Juneteenth. Go.
Thank you. Well, we have so many live musicians that are going to be present on Saturday, June 9th from 10 to 4. We'll have an opening program featured a soloist, Elijah Thomas, and the Summer Chorale Institute. We'll also have the Charlie Parker Memorial Foundation Jazz Ensemble. We'll have the Amber Underwood Project and a Casey favorite, DJ Joe, and a finale by the Kansas City Two-Step Showcase. We'll just have so many musicians performing all over the museum. It's going to be really dynamic and something for everybody with different musical tastes. We'll also have the Kansas City Boys and Girls Choir and then several demonstrating artists as well.
We'll also have Alvin Ailey, friends of...
Love Alvin Ailey.
Yeah, so they'll be performing. And as Sarah said, just an incredible amount of music. We will also have Spoken Word. And so we'll have Glenn North, Sherry Purpose Hall. We'll have storytelling by Tracy Millsap. And as Sarah said, we'll also have the two-step showcase led by Dee Barker. So just an incredible day. Oh, we're going to have Charlotte Fletcher also performing, Charlotte Fletcher of Soigné. So just an incredible day of beautiful music, very inspiring performances, very engaging, very educational, but also family friendly. That's important mm-hmm. too. We've got something for everyone of all ages.
Hands-on art activities,
right? Hands-on yeah. art activities, and several talented Kansas City artists. Nedra Bonds, textile artist in town, Michael Toombs and Anthony High will all be doing art demonstrations. And then one of our out-of-town features are the Gullah Basket Weavers.
Oh, definitely, yes.
And it's going to be so wonderful.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, very, very happy to welcome the ladies who represent the Gullah Basket Weavers back to Kansas City. And then we'll also have some of our community organizations participating. We'll have the Traveling Trunk of Black Inventors and Innovators. And then we'll also have a display by Black Archives.
And, you know, and that's where Barbara Peterson plays a huge role in that, because she is the wife of Horace Peterson III, who's the founder of Black Archives of Mid-America. And we're very proud to have that here in Kansas City.
Well,
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I also wanted to mention, in terms of the festival activities that will take place on the following Saturday, following the Nelson's event. And by the way, we really do appreciate the partnership that has formed between Juneteenth KC, the Nelson.
Oh, it's and, you all.
Yeah.
And, I love how that happens.
You know,
yeah.
The Juneteenth KC has been successful in forming partnerships and getting support of the Kansas City Power and Light, Metro PCS, the Kansas City Duke House, which is, you know, in the district, Coco Key Water Resort, Hot 103 Jams, the American Jazz Museum, 825 Studios, Cherish the Cakes, the Kansas City Neighborhood Tourism and Development.
Yeah, all important partnerships.
Has really been, and Kansas City Parks and Recreation have been wonderful partners with us and supported us in terms of Juneteenth and the festival celebration in the district. Yeah. I did want to also mention that the on the festival there will be a main stage program in which we will be recognizing the and issuing awards to the grand marshal for our parade, which was Dr. Mark T. Bedell.
Oh, great.
He was the superintendent of Kansas City Schools. We also identified two community residents who have been very instrumental in supporting various activities in the community. Our Mr. Juneteenth is Benny Shelby, who is the owner of the Kansas City Blues and Jazz House in the district. And he's also been very active in various community events.
Now, does that come with a crown as Mr. Juneteenth?
It does come. It came with a wonderful sash and a beautiful crystal award, which he will be given. And we also named a Miss Juneteenth, who is Melissa Robinson. And Melissa Robinson has worked with the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime. And she's currently employed with Black Healthcare Coalition and is the president of that organization.
Oh,
so they have done great work in the community.
Well, I think all these partnerships has helped create a really strong celebration, you know, unity in the city in terms of, you know, celebrating and coming together for Juneteenth, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great that we have all of these festivals throughout the city for the whole month.
Yeah.
And that they're staggered so that people are able to attend multiple events instead of having to worry about, I can only go to one because they're all on the same day. No.
I know the Nelson Atkins Museum, the Juneteenth celebration is Saturday,
June 9th,
and that's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Nelson nelson-atkins.org for more information.
That's right.
And I know, because these are really popular, all the festivals that you ever have at the Nelson, there's sort of limited parking, but you can catch a shuttle, right? Or am I making this up? Because
we do that sometimes, but we will have ample parking, I think, for this one.
Never mind what Maria just said. I love that. Oh, and you know, just a full day, and you can get the whole sort of detailed outline of times,
mm-hmm.
all the different locations, the block. All of
right.
that. The auditorium, you can find out where all the different activities are taking place in the Nelson through the website, right?
Correct. Right. The full lineup is on there, including mentioning that the following Saturday will be 18th and Vines event also with their website.
Yeah.
So we've got the full lineup of all the activities.
It's, you know, and I can say this because you're not for profit. It's open to the public and it's free.
So, it sure is.
It is. It's free.
It is free.
You can afford that.
Say it again. It's free. All of it is free, including the talks, all the presentations, performances, everything for the museum's festival is free.
And, you know, and I do want to mention that Juneteenth is the history of freedom and equal rights after the emancipation, which was a long and complex, role in history that is still being written.
Yes.
Juneteenth recognizes that while celebrating the enduring and ongoing contributions of African Americans, this is what it's all about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't forget about that. So.
No.
Yeah.
And one thing that I think is important, and I think the celebration, another reason I think the celebration is important is because we have to continue to defend our freedoms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fact that for example, the Emancipation Proclamation, the 13th, all of that, you know, everything mm-hmm. was in writing. We thought those things were settled. Since then, we've had the Voting Rights Act. We've had different things come.
Right.
You know, you think those things are settled, and then something comes along to let you know that we still have to stand up mm-hmm. and defend the freedoms that we have come to enjoy. One of my favorite t-shirts that have come along have been the ones that say stay woke.
We have to stay
woke and realize that these freedoms can be taken away, and we can't allow that to happen.
Yeah.
And that's my only soapbox speech for today.
Well, we appreciate that, Barbara. We really do. We only have a few more minutes remaining, and I just want to remind our listeners that you can call 888-931-0901, and, you know, we'll be happy to talk to you and take your money. We love your money because we need support for this station. Also,
right.
You can make an online pledge at kkfi.org, and, do that, because if you're tuned in right now, you should be calling. You can hear, you can listen to me and call. Maybe. Do it. So, final words from all three of you. Do you want to sort of tell us, recap of the website or anything that we need to know?
Well, for the museum, just recapping that date, this Saturday, free, 10 to 4. And once again, our keynote speaker is going to be artist Ed Dwight. We will have a special presentation for him during our opening ceremony, which will start right at 10:30. And then he will also be in conversation with the Samuel Soslin curator of American Art, Stephanie Knapp, at 12:15 in Atkins Auditorium. Multiple performances throughout the day. Some of those names again: the Kansas City Boys and Girls Choir. Alvin Ailey will be in performance. We'll have Amber Underwood, DJ Joe, Dee Barker, Glenn North, Sherry Purpose Hall, Tracy Millsap. Just an incredible roster of incredible talents from our communities.
And that's Nelson-Dash. atkins.org for more information, just a whole timeline of what's happening throughout the different galleries in the museum and auditoriums and all that. And Barbara, share with
the
us.
The official Juneteenth celebration will be in the 18th and Vine Historic District on Saturday, June 16th. Open and free to the public. It starts at 12. We have a gospel jubilee come out for the health fair at the Greg Kleist Community Center. The youth zone with all kinds of activities, face painting and animals, little horses to ride in the youth zone. We're going to have our award ceremony. Come out and hear our live performances. Lee Langston, The Truth Band, Wanda J, Church Boy, Love Mac C and Lavelle, and many, many more.
Terrific.
And one last thing, save the date also for Saturday. Another coordinated event is Saturday, June the 22nd, at the Palestine Missionary Baptist Church, and that'll be a gospel concert as well.
Terrific.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to Sarah Heitschmiedler. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Sean McKinney, Barbara Peterson, thank you all for coming and sharing all this wonderful information with us on air. Also want to thank Rick Brock and Jerry Rapp for coming in today and, you know, enlightening us with the preview of the screening of Kansas City. I want to invite you to stay tuned next for Jeff Harshberger. Wait, Jeff Harshberger is not in today. Roger Wilder will fill in for him. But till Roger Wilder gets here, you've got me. So I'm going to play some jazz afternoon following Art Speak Radio. Thank you so much for listening and pledging online or calling in today. You know, we love you. And thank you so much. And we'll see you next week. Honey, I'm coming home.